Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The No Cry Sleep Solution, second edition by Elizabeth Pantley, is a parenting guide focused on infant and young child sleep. Written for parents who want help with nighttime waking, bedtime resistance, and nap struggles without using cry-it-out methods, the book presents a gentle, gradual approach to sleep improvement. Pantley is known for advocating responsive parenting, realistic expectations, and practical changes that respect a child's developmental stage. This second edition updates her earlier work and remains rooted in the idea that sleep problems are usually best addressed by understanding the child's patterns, rather than forcing. A rigid schedule. The book is especially aimed at families who want to improve sleep while preserving attachment, reducing stress, and avoiding methods that feel emotionally harsh. It combines explanation of normal sleep behavior with step-by-step suggestions that can be adapted to different family situations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a gentle alternative to cry-it-out sleep training. The central value of the book is that it offers parents a non-punitive path toward better sleep. Rather than recommending that a baby be left to cry until self-soothing emerges, Pantley proposes gradual change that reduces distress for both child and parent. This is important because many families are not looking for a hard-edged training method. They want a way to improve sleep without feeling they are ignoring their baby's needs. The book, therefore, positions sleep as a developmental skill that can be supported, not forced. Its recommendations are designed to work through small adjustments, which makes the process feel less confrontational and more responsive. That gentleness is not presented as softness for its own sake. It is tied to the belief that babies sleep better when they feel secure. This framework also broadens the appeal of the book to parents with different values, especially those who are uncomfortable with extinction-based approaches but still need practical help. Secondly, understanding and reducing sleep associations without abrupt changes. One of the most practical ideas in the book is that many sleep difficulties come from strong associations between falling asleep and specific conditions such as nursing, rocking, pacifiers, or being held. Pantley does not treat those associations as bad in themselves, but she argues that they can become limiting when a child cannot return to sleep without the same help. Her solution is gradual weaning rather than sudden removal. That matters because abrupt changes can create more resistance and more stress, especially in babies who are already accustomed to a particular routine. The book's approach is to slowly shift the child toward falling asleep with less external help, giving the child repeated chances to practice independence in manageable steps. This makes the method more realistic for exhausted parents, since it allows change without demanding an all-at-once transformation. It also reflects a broader principle of the book: behavioral change should be introduced carefully, with attention to timing, comfort, and the child's readiness. Thirdly, realistic expectations about normal infant sleep patterns. A major strength of the book is its effort to reset parent expectations. Pantley repeatedly emphasizes that newborns and young infants are not naturally built to sleep through the night on adult schedules, and that frequent waking is often normal rather than a sign of failure. This perspective is useful because many sleep struggles are worsened by frustration, comparison, and unrealistic goals. By explaining typical sleep behavior, the book helps parents distinguish between developmentally expected waking and habits that may need adjustment later. That distinction reduces blame and makes the advice more usable because parents are less likely to chase impossible outcomes. It also supports a calmer decision-making process. Instead of assuming every waking requires a fix, parents are encouraged to ask whether the child's pattern is age-appropriate. In a category often filled with fast promises, this realism is one of the book's defining features. It gives the reader a clearer baseline for when intervention is helpful and when patience is the more appropriate response. Fourthly, using routines, environment, and cues to support sleep readiness. The book gives substantial attention to the conditions that make sleep easier before a child is ever asked to fall asleep independently. That includes attention to routines, timing, the sleep environment, and the child's signals for tiredness. Pantley's logic is that sleep is more likely to happen smoothly when parents create the right context instead of trying to impose sleep after the child is already overtired or overstimulated. This is a practical shift because many sleep problems are worsened by poor timing rather than by a child's inability to sleep. The emphasis on cues also supports a more responsive style of parenting, since parents are asked to observe patterns rather than rely only on clocks or rigid schedules. In practice, this means the book is not just about nighttime, it is also about preventing the conditions that lead to bedtime battles and short naps. The result is a framework that treats sleep as a system shaped by routine, environment, and responsiveness, not just a single behavioral challenge. Lastly, a family-centered method that respects breastfeeding, attachment, and flexibility. Pantley's method stands out because it does not assume one ideal feeding or sleeping arrangement for every family. The book is explicitly sympathetic to breastfeeding, co-sleeping choices, and the emotional realities of early parenthood. Rather than framing these practices as obstacles, it treats them as part of the family context that sleep advice must accommodate. This gives the book a more flexible tone than many sleep manuals, which often push parents toward one correct arrangement. It also helps explain why the book has remained popular. Families can take the parts that fit their values and adapt the rest. The repeated focus on responsiveness reinforces attachment rather than conflict, which makes the approach appealing to parents who want both sleep improvement and emotional closeness. At the same time, the method is not presented as universally effective in every case, and that honesty makes the book more credible. It offers tools, not guarantees, and that realistic stance is part of its lasting usefulness. In conclusion, the No Cry Sleep Solution, second edition, is best suited for parents of babies and young children who want practical sleep help without methods that rely on prolonged crying. It will be especially useful for readers who value attachment, breastfeeding support, co-sleeping flexibility, or simply a calmer and more gradual path to better sleep. The main benefit of the book is not a single universal fix, but a framework for understanding why sleep problems happen and how to address them in ways that fit a specific child and family. Readers can expect to gain a better grasp of infant sleep patterns, a clearer sense of realistic expectations, and a set of strategies that can be applied selectively rather than all at once. What makes it stand out in the parenting sleep category is its consistent refusal to frame normal infant behavior as something to conquer. Instead, it treats sleep as something to shape through timing, environment, and gentle habit change. That makes it a good choice for parents who want guidance that is practical but not harsh, structured but not rigid, and realistic without being defeatist. If you would like to support Elizabeth Pantley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.